This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kim on a whim.
The Trump administration, rather, is now investigating the state of Washington over a recent law that, to me, is just wild, but not surprising in the least. So here's what happened. So earlier this month, the governor signed this that would essentially require all clergy, so of course that would include, you know, Catholic clergy, to report any sort of child abuse confession. So when a Catholic would go to confession, if that person admitted and had asked for forgiveness for that, they would have to, by law, now report that to the state. Now, some of you, you and I have talked about how we're not Catholic,
right?
But I understand the importance of that sacrament for Catholics. But here's what's interesting, because some of you might be thinking, well, that sounds reasonable. That sounds appropriate, you know, on the surface level. But supposedly this law makes a specific exception for mandatory reporting when it comes to doctors who hear admissions from patients and lawyers who hear admissions from clients. So why is there some sort of a exception for the doctors and the
lawyer patient confidentiality, and I would assume a lawyer's client confidentiality requirements exceed those of a religious situation like a priest.
I don't know that I agree with that.
That's not the law.
Well, it's a new law. They just signed this into law.
No, but I'm saying I you've always had that confidentiality there existing between lawyers and doctors. But that's enforced by the law.
Right. That's always been in place that you can admit to the crime and they don't have to report it.
Would require
clergy
specifically to basically violate their church dictate, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, so the Catholic Church is basically pushing back on this, and they have said, they've threatened priests, if you comply with this law and betray the confidentiality of the confessional, that they will face excommunication. In fact, one of the local Washington TV stations went out and did this, and they interviewed one of the priests, and I want you to hear from him.
I don't know of a single priest who would break the seal of confession. We'd all go to prison before we did that. Civil law has no meaning or threat to me whatsoever.
Now, I'm not surprised by that they're all saying they would go to prison before they would break that.
Well, who would confess anything if they knew that that the priest by law would have to go report it to somebody. I mean, I see that. Now, I also see the twist there that the clergy abuse scandal that has rocked the Catholic Church and other churches for that matter, although not as widely maybe as the church clergy abuse scandal, it is audacious and in many cases many more of the guilty parties might have been caught and prevented more abuse sooner under a policy like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see both sides of that argument.
Yeah. So that's why I was saying when you just read it on the surface level, it makes sense. Like I get it. I don't want kids getting abused. No. I don't want that someone just to feel like they can be fine with saying, oh, well, I am asking for forgiveness and therefore I'm going to keep doing it, but I'm just going to, I don't agree with that. But I also don't agree with the idea of confessional. But anyway, that's because I'm not Catholic. But this whole thing is very interesting to me to see what happens with this. They also, as part of the story, that TV station interviewed somebody who says she had been abused by someone in the church. And she's obviously frustrated. Well, she celebrates this, but she's frustrated that she feels like people have gotten away with it. Listen to her talking about it.
It's about children.
That seal of confession is not in the best interest of especially children reporting sexual abuse. It may be helpful to adults who want the secrecy for whatever reason, but to a child who's been harmed seriously, I believe the church needs to review the canon law and change it.
The Justice Department is announcing that this would be a First Amendment investigation.
Wow.
Into what they're calling an anti-Catholic law.
I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I struggle with it.
I do get the struggle because I want to protect the kids.
The church covered up that scandal for many, many years by taking the abusers and moving them around to different places, and the abuse continued. So in other words, they just sort of looked the other way, and thousands of children's lives were changed forever. And the church, I don't think, has ever taken full responsibility for that. Now, changing the rules, making a law, changing the rules of confession, I'm not sure is the answer to it. Guilty conscience ought to have been the answer to it a long time ago. There clearly wasn't enough of that.
I could justify. I go back and forth on this too. I could justify saying you have to report it, but I guess I feel like if you're going to require Catholic clergy to report it, if someone says something about that in a confession, you know, during confession, why would you not have a doctor report it? Like, if it's about, if this truly is about protecting the children, then why would you make an exception? Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't.
That's where I struggle with this. Where I feel like there is reason to believe that this is anti-Catholic, because what I understand HIPAA. I get, but this isn't HIPAA. To me, would be more like, you know, oh, I have this disease or I have this whatever, and it's releasing my personal medical information. But if someone is a patient, goes in and confesses to their doctor, I'm abusing this child, is that HIPAA? I don't know if I'm not saying it wouldn't be something else, but I don't think that would fall. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that would fall under HIPAA. So I don't see why, and aside from some other confidentiality clause or something that they have, what else would protect them from that information not being shared with the state or with local law enforcement?
It's a tough one. I don't know the answer to that. Here's what I know. We were so the priest abuse story probably first started ramping up with victims coming forward in what, the mid 90s, maybe even later than that, maybe 96, 97. And the reason I got hired at Channel 4 all those years ago is that there were suddenly five openings at Channel 4 because a reporter and a news director got fired for ethical violations in the way they handled a story concerning the Catholic Church. And I know I've told this story on the air before, but I think it just shows you the powers that were brought to bear to keep the lid of secrecy on this abuse. So they were the reporter, his name was Jeff Rainford. He served with Mayor Slay for years. He's still on the air with Reardon in the afternoons here now. He's been a consultant since he left reporting. Was contacted by a priest, former altar boy who had said he'd been abused as a child and turned to a life of male prostitution. He lived out of state. He said that whenever he came back to St. Louis, he still would meet and get paid to have sex with the same priest that abused him 20 years earlier. So when he came to town, they tried to set up a sting-like operation where they had cameras trained on a room. They were going to record the two of them meeting, obviously not them having sex or anything. But when the church got wind of this story, they threatened to basically boycott, have every parish in St. Louis boycott Channel 4 for daring to try to do this story implicating a priest in child sex abuse. The reporter got fired. The news director left. Like three other reporters all left at the same time. This was this would have been in the summer of 93. And I came into town and looking for a job. And suddenly they had five openings. So I got a job indirectly as a result of that scandal. And had that been reported then, had they handled the story ethically? Because the complaint was they violated the ethics of reporting because they basically participated in the illegal activity, like they paid for the room or something. I don't know, whatever wherever this was going to take place. And the local prosecutor, Peach, I think was his name, got involved, and he was going to file charges against Channel 4 unless they publicly agreed not to air the story and apologize to the Catholic Church. And I mean, it was a big deal, but it was one further bit of evidence that instead of being concerned about an altar boy who had been abused by a priest who's now turned into a male prostitute because of that abuse. They were more concerned about the damage to the church, and therefore they shut it down.
Well, I find
And had that story broken in 1993, it might have unleashed that floodgate of complaints against by abused people who'd been abused for years a lot sooner. But instead, it took maybe two or three or four more years longer before more of those stories started to surface, and that whole scandal really blew up.
Well, that was unacceptable the way that was handled, that they came in and tried to shush everyone from trying to report it.
Right.
I think, and I don't do with this what you want, but I think the difference might be that this isn't the church, the specifically talking about knowing a priest is abusing somebody. This is about somebody who's saying coming into during confession.
Right.
So I know that sounds really harsh for me to say that, because obviously there's still a child that's being very badly hurt here. So that's why this whole situation is this topic is so tough. But to me, it is a little bit different.
Yeah, well, no,
it's not the church necessarily covering up something within the church. It's somebody from the outside coming in and saying to the priest, this is what's happening.
Yeah,
I just think, fair, if you're going to have the clergy be required to admit it, I think, for example, the doctor should be too.
Interesting. All right. Food for thought this morning, Kim. Thank you. Coming up, as I mentioned, we're going to talk to Tom Homan, the border czar himself, live right here about a few minutes after 7, about 7:05. So set your clock, or you can follow it up and listen to it on the podcast if you can't listen to it live. We'll get to all that and more for you coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.